Companies have already sold rocket seats to space tourists for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Although that seems like a lot of money, Museum of Flight CEO Douglas King compares the novelty of space tourism to commercial airlines in the early 20th century.
So now we're just at the very beginning of, I could buy a ride. That's what happened in the early 1930s when all of a sudden there was a massive competition to take people first across the country and then across the ocean. And now we just take it for granted. That's only 70 years ago.
King also said that a lot of that innovation will likely come from Seattle and those same companies who were pioneers in computers and aviation.
You know, what will it be like when my grandson's my age in about 2060? I think it'll be just as common to go take a vacation on the moon. I can't tell you exactly the pathway, but those same entrepreneurs and those same companies will make that possible.
King is moderating a panel to talk about the future of commercial space flight today at the Museum of Flight. Opportunities range from travel to exploration to asteroid mining. In addition to Virgin Galactic and the Space Angels Network, one of the local companies participating is Bellevue's Planetary Resources. Simone Alicea, KPLU News.